This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you. I have a fantastic guest for you today, but before we go there, I just want to tell you a quick story. A story ran on NPR a year ago, and the story was meant to tell you that this county in Washington state was a bad county for not following the government. That was the whole purpose of the story. Of course, everyone knows that NPR is a total joke. I mean, it's the beloved liberal programming radio. It is the CNN of radio, okay? Everyone knows this, right? Like Time Magazine, okay? But this story about this county in Washington state, whose commissioners very wisely voted to get rid of an Albert sensor that was placed on their county election machines. And NPR said the commissioners took up a proposal to disconnect a recently installed cybersecurity device from the county's computer network. Okay? They wanted to disconnect it. And the device known as an Albert sensor was designed to alert local governments to potential hacking attempts against their networks. That's what they were told, right? That's what we were all told. More than 900 Albert sensors had been deployed across the county by this time, and primarily to states and counties everywhere. They had been kind of this key component to the federal government cybersecurity response following Russian election interference, such a joke, around the 2016 election. But these commissioners in Ferry County, Washington, had come to the conclusion that the sensor, which had been provided by the state, of course at no cost, right, was more of a liability than an asset. So they voted to get rid of it. And they said, bye-bye, Albert sensor. Literally, they said that in the meeting. So, of course, NPR wrote, and I quote, another county in Washington state also disconnected its sensor, and a third decided not to install one. It's an isolated trend in Washington at this point, but one that represents a stark example of how Republican mistrust, not the people, Republican mistrust in elections and government systems was more broadly threatening to dismantle bipartisan progress. You mean bipartisan progress and fraud? That's exactly what that means, both sides of the aisle, over the past decade to improve election security. And they even had a quote from Matt Masterson, who led the election security efforts, okay, up into the 2020 steal. And he basically chimed in and said this, decisions are being made that are hurting the overall security of elections based on lies and untruths. Well, the truth is, that's exactly what the Albert sensors were doing. This device is in charge of the lies and untruths. If you don't know that by now, you're missing the biggest component of election fraud that there is or that has been uncovered. Okay? It's the exact opposite of what the government says. Big surprise, right? So this is coming from the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, and Infrastructure Security Agency. And if you want to know about election fraud, then of course we speak to Patrick Holbeck, a former state senator from Michigan who also ran for governor. His website, letsfixstuff.org, is helping everyone understand the major pieces of the election fraud. Yeah, there's ballot stuffing. It's been going on a long time. But the takeaway from this hour, you will walk away knowing how to explain this to someone else, especially as the holidays are coming up and you need to explain this to family members that are woke. This will be the piece of evidence that you need to discuss. We've done a lot of shows on election fraud, but this truly is the biggest component there is to this. So I welcome Patrick Cole back to the show. How are you, Patrick? For some reason, I can't hear you, but we'll work on that. We will work on that okay. When we come back. Oh, perfect. Okay, there you go. We're going to go to a break in about 40 seconds, but when we come back, I really want you to go back 20 years ago to the main infrastructure that was developed to carry out this election fraud. And really kind of piece it together for the audience, because you are sort of the champion at this. You can do this like no other. And all the documentation that we're about to talk about, if you want the facts in writing, you can go to letsfixstuff.org and find out. I welcome you, Patrick.
All right, sounds good. It's a big challenge. I can't go back 20 years, but I can go back to 2017, which is when our election systems were were designated as a critical infrastructure component. And just
That is the biggest piece. We're going to come right back. More with Patrick Colbeck when we come back. You're going to want to hear this.
The most powerful M4's life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be here with you today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. And my guest is Patrick Colbeck. He's a former state senator, also ran for governor in Michigan, and has a lot to share about this process. I love his forthrightness and his ability to talk about what he found in politics. Not only that, but also the major pieces on this election fraud. Okay, Patrick, take us back to 2017.
All right. Well, in 2017, our elections were designated a critical infrastructure component, just like our electrical grid, just like our food supply. They're all designated as critical infrastructure components. So when you're designated a critical infrastructure component, you get a data center that's monitoring the status of that critical infrastructure component. And in 2017, a data center was established called the Election Integrity Isaac Center, which stands for Information Sharing and Analysis Center, and a contract was let by Department of Homeland Security to an organization called the Center for Internet Security. And I just want you to remember that name, if you can, because I'm going to take you back to the 2020 election. When I served at the TCS Center in Detroit as a certified poll challenger, in addition to being a former state senator, former vice chair of the Election and Government Reform Committee, I'm a bit of a geek. I'm an aerospace engineer. I worked on cabling design for the International Space Station, and I'm also a certified Microsoft small business specialist. So I understand information technology. I understand networks. I've configured quite a few in my time. And when I got to the TCS Center in Detroit, I noticed that all these tabulation systems were actually connected to the internet. And I was asking all these election officials, I said, you know, your machines are connected to the internet, and they all denied it. And I said, guys, this is real easy to confirm. Just take your mouse, roll your mouse cursor over the bottom right-hand corner. There's a little icon there that once you roll your mouse over it, it's going to say connected to internet. They refused to do it and said I had to trust them. Well, I don't trust them. And here's why this is a big deal, and it ties back to these Albert sensors. These Albert sensors were deployed to all 50 states. You highlighted what happened in the state of Washington, but it's important to note that every single state in the nation has access to this. So if you're going to try to mess with elections on a national scale, not just the county scale, not just the city scale, not just even the state scale, but you want to mess across all elections, you need a centralized control center to do that. And the Center for Internet Security makes the ideal control center for taking all these internet connections that I witnessed at the TCS Center on election night, taking that information and sharing it in a centralized manner so they can determine, uh-oh, you know, we just lost Florida. Maybe we need to stop elections or tabulations across maybe five battleground states and recalibrate our algorithms so that we can have a new election results. And so you need some sort of centralized management hub to do that, and the Center for Internet Security is the place to do it. Now, keep in mind, this is against that backdrop of all these election officials swearing up and down that these machines are not connected to the internet. I mean, we've got, you know, there's testimony in Michigan with the Dominion CEO, John Polis, and he swore under oath that these machines were not even designed or capable of connecting to the internet, even though their contract with the state of Michigan asserts the exact opposite and of course, they're being secured by a company called the Center for Internet Security. So, you know, there's what it's really exposing it. There's a bunch of lies that are going on. We're being lied to about these machines not being connected to the Internet. And now we see that this information that is collected, which is, by the way, all this information is the vote results before anybody else sees them. It's the poll book history, so we know who voted. All that data is communicated electronically. All the voter registration data is all communicated over the Internet electronically. So this Center for Internet Security, which deploys these Albert sensors using funds provided by the Department of Homeland Security, has access to all this information, and they've been working very aggressively to have access to that data real time. And I've got FOIA requests that assert that they're not only looking at this data, but they're looking at it in a decrypted state.
Thank you for that. What's so hypocritical and fascinating and insane about this whole thing is that they named it the Albert, you know, named after Albert Einstein, Albert sensor. And what the government tries to pass this off as is it's an intrusion detection device that looks for known bad actors and malicious IP addresses on the network it's connected to. They're the malicious IP addresses. They are the bad actors.
They're the Trojan horse.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the concern around internet connections is the man in the middle attack. They are the man in the middle.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And
that's
by the way,
in that story.
I was just going to say, this doesn't stop at access to election records. This same E.I. Isaac Center, ran by the Center for Internet Security, I mean, the title of the show is InfoWars. Well, guess who's on the front line of this info war is the folks at this E.I. Isaac Center. They are a major player in what's called the Election Integrity Partnership. So if you're familiar with Twitter files, if you're familiar with the censorship that's going on at Facebook and all these other big tech platforms, guess where the center of gravity for Election Integrity Partnership is? It's this Center for Internet Security.
Oh, so true. And I mean, they're bold enough and they think we're stupid enough.
Yeah.
To even go with Center for Internet Security to look out for us while it's not connected to the Internet.
Right. The machines that are, they swear are not connected to the Internet are being secured by the Center for Internet Security.
It is bold. I'll give them that. They've got cojones. Yeah. So this program started really back. They started kind of messing with it in 2011, from what I understand. Then it was ramped up after the whole Russian story for 3 years that we got nailed with, right? And 2016 election, sorry. And then the Russian hacking attempts, right? Russian. Okay. Always Russia. And so then, they started in with this, and it's all, this is why they had such a problem with Washington. This is why they wanted to do the NPR smackdown of you bad county, you get it together, you're not following Department of Homeland Security, is because they said we don't want it. Well, they're giving them for free because they're getting federal grants, right? Center for Internet Security to give these.
And they got all the value for their money.
Wow. So there's ballot stuffing, right?
They got rid of them because... You know, they were, I don't think you touched on this in your story, but in Lincoln County, one of those counties in Washington, they actually got subject to a malware attack, a ransomware attack, a month after they installed the Albert sensor. That was the impetus to say, hey, are these guys really protecting us or what? And they said, no, they're not. Get rid of them.
Yeah, that's why they felt like, why are we doing this? And is there maybe something else to it? And I love how NPR painted it was only the Republicans that were mistrusting these devices, not just Americans. Americans as a whole, we should be really wondering why the government has taken so much control over this, why they insist on having these devices. I know these devices are on all the counties in my state, probably in everyone's state. And what's so sickening about it is they paint it as the exact opposite. So everyone walks away going, oh, this is going to help us, and they buy into it. But I do think, and I hate to say this because I don't want to paint this huge, broad brushstroke, but I think I kind of can after being in this industry for this many years, is that they're kind of dense. And a lot of people do not realize that, geez, when the government says something, it might be the exact opposite of what they're doing across the board. County commissioners and all these 3,000 counties in America, right? Kind of dense,
right.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's part of an overall trend that I think is even more concerning than just this, is that more and more of our election operations are being outsourced to non-government organizations. And why is that important? Because non-government organizations are not subject to oversight. They're not subject to Freedom of Information Act requests. You can't ask them questions. And so it's like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. You're not allowed to go off and ask pertinent questions. And if you want us to trust in the results of an election, you need more transparency, not less. And they're doing the exact opposite. They're trying to hide it and cover it up. And we need to go off and address that.
And when they start shaming people and shaming counties for not wanting this, and truly, if you want to know the key to helping yourself out of this election fraud in your own county, it would be going after, number one, the Albert sensor, right? And making sure that they can't, steal from the software already in the machine. There's ballot stuffing, yes. That is one component, but it is not the biggest piece of this. They can do this using the cellular network.
Exactly. And here's the simple argument, by the way, getting rid of the Albert sensors. You tell us that these are not connected to the Internet. That's designed to protect you from the Internet. So getting rid of them shouldn't really make a difference, should it?
Amen. We'll be right back. More with Patrick Kolbeck. Isn't he amazing? We'll be right back. Let'sfixstuff.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So this incestuous collaboration, and this is from David and Aaron Clements. They wrote a fantastic piece on this between the Department of Homeland Security, the Election Assistance Commission, leftist globalist funding, foreign companies, private partners allowed for real-time monitoring. This is what Patrick's talking about, of all election data, and more importantly, the ability to change the results. The ability to change the results from that software being collected, okay? So experts couldn't really explain how the individual precincts, which are supposedly air-gapped, were adding votes in real time, such as no-ink poll pads in Texas that added hundreds of votes to the 2022 midterm election after the polls had already closed. To accomplish election fraud at individual polling places, it's necessary to have this air interface with supposedly air-gapped equipment networked at the polling place. So they wrote, and also along with Sophie Anderson and communications engineer Dr. Charles Bernadine, they uncovered these mechanisms, right, that were used to connect our election equipment at polling places across the nation. And this is what Patrick Kolbeck is talking about, former state senator of Michigan. And this is such a fascinating thing because I don't think most people realize that this is tied into FirstNet and that this is tied into when they put it as critical infrastructure. A lot of people out there, Patrick, might think, well, it is critical. Voting's critical. They might have that thought. What would you say to them?
It is critical, but it needs to be transparent. We need to go off and share as much of this information about how the process is executed as possible. And when you outsource it to an NGO, like BPRO, frankly, I mean, I was in Wayne County, Michigan, and BPRO is actually the one who provides what they call total vote software. And why this is so concerning, why the internet connection is so concerning, is that this software has been shown in some circles to provide two-way communications. It's not just a read of the data from the lower level, from the precincts and from the municipalities up to the county. There's actually an ability to push data down to the from the county to the precinct and to the municipality. And since we can't get into those Ethernet cables and actually look at that data transfer as a poll challenger, and I can't monitor it, there's a big security risk associated with it. And when you tie in the fact that you got an organization like the Center for Internet Security able to go off and manage these connections and this data flow and these data transfers nationwide, that's a point of concern.
And this is why they did the move of critical infrastructure. They knew that they could protect the lies. They knew they could protect the facade, right? Because then you can't even hardly do a FOIA request to get any information from it because it's critical now, right? Critical infrastructure.
Well, no, the critical infrastructure part doesn't hide it. What hides it is the fact that CIS is a non-government organization. They're not public. So all I can do is nibble around the interface with government entities and ask for their contracts and actually monitor the activities that I can monitor. And that's, if you go out to my website at letsfixstuff.org, you'll see that there's a lot of information on this very topic. We talk about, I was actually, in addition to being a poll challenger out at TCS Center in 2020, I was actually a poll challenger that decided I wanted to witness how the county actually tallies the vote back in 2022. And the common narrative is that this is all handled via sneaker net and sealed envelopes with flash drives, and they're transferred mm-hmm. via couriers and then uploaded to the internet via once you take the flash drive out of the sealed envelope at the county level. That's not what happened. I was seeing updates of the county election results on their website for communities that hadn't brought in any flash drives. So either they had carrier pigeons going off and transferring it through an open window that I couldn't see, or they were using the internet. And I've got surveillance video now that took over about a year and a lawsuit in order to obtain it. And that validates all my findings. You can see that up on my Rumble channel, Election Integrity. So this is the common denominator in all this is that they're just lying about it. And they're getting away with it because the media is providing cover for them. And folks like myself and yourself and our fellow meddling kids, as I call them, all across the country are not getting up on this. There's nothing else more important than election integrity. I don't care what your policy issue is. You cannot affect change on that policy issue unless your voice is heard at the polls.
Yes, and unless we know what we're fighting against, because a lot of people just think ballot stuffing. They do. They think that's the problem, and that's not the only problem. That's the smaller problem, I think, problem amidst this. What happened?
It's a bigger problem, but but it is critical. That's not the one that tips the scales.
Right. So when King Dingaling did not go out and even hardly do a press conference as he was running for president. And everyone wondered why that was, and he was claiming COVID but never ever came out of the coffin they keep him in at the White House. That should have been our first clue. They knew they could do it this way. They knew they could do the steal, and really this should be called the steal because it is absolutely stolen from the American people, and that's has nothing to do with NPR painting it as Republicans are concerned. Republicans have mistrust. No. This should be all people concerned about the election process with these tools that the government's developed.
Yeah, our first clue should be when he announced before the while he was campaigning that he'd assembled the most comprehensive election fraud organization in American history. So from my perspective, that was kind of like a little bit of a red alert. So
yes, just a little bit of a slip, right? Oh my gosh, that was just it was just funny to watch him say that. Actually, FirstNet was, and when I say go back 20 years, FirstNet was hatched in the wake of 9/11 when all the congested cell networks, they thought they were a bottleneck for first responders. So in 2012, Congress created the First Responder Network Authority under the Department of Commerce to oversee the build out of FirstNet. This comes from David Clemens. And the original intent provided its sponsors that FirstNet would serve police, fire, and EMT. But oh no. That was expanded into and include water, energy, transportation infrastructure, and voting, right? And elections. So it was that expansion that just hurt this so bad under the guise of.
I've got a unique perspective on these emergency communication networks. I think it's their insurance run, if you will, that makes sure that we have a highly reliable network able to share that data. It may not be the primary network in some cases that's actually used to convey it. I know this is just a hardwired Ethernet connection connected to an internet gateway out at the TCF center. Didn't even have to be wireless there. But when you get down to rural communities, you know, they need something that's reliable that police officers, law enforcement agencies can go up and use. That's why they use FirstNet. That's why it's so critical, because they need to be able to plug into any of these organizations that they'd like to plug into or jurisdictions. And, you know, we've got some strange, stories that have been shared with me from clerks on the ground regarding these little antenna trucks coming around their facility that validates FirstNet.
When we come back, I want to hear about those. And this is why, because we're going to go to break, but this is why King Dingaling was all about making sure. Remember when he said how stupid rural people are and how they needed internet and how they had to have cellular, and he was going to go around and make that happen because he thought we were too dense to find places to vote and so forth. It was really a big tell in structuring the rural areas, like you said. That's a great point of interest right there. Because I don't think people realize when they're doing all of these things, there's pieces to the puzzle that they're putting in and showcasing and showing us, but we just don't believe them. We need to start believing when they do these things. We'll be right back, more with Patrick Colbeck when we come back.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth, truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So good to be with you. Not only do cell phones provide tracking and the ability for the NSA to spy on us 24/7, like they describe in LifeLog, just go to LifeLog from 20 years ago and they spell out exactly what pieces of information they want from you. The original plan to build FirstNet was to build a separate network with nationwide coverage that used a dedicated cellular band portion known as Band 14. This comes from David Clemens and Sophie Anderson. Years and billions of dollars later, AT&T had built out the FirstNet Band 14 network with all kinds of coverage across the United States. So Barack Obama's vision of using FirstNet to connect all election equipment was going to be realized by the 2020 election. What are your thoughts on that? With AT&T also offered to the First Responder Network Authority preemption services on its entire network in 2017. What are your thoughts, Patrick?
Oh.
First of all, Dave, Aaron, and Sophie, and Dr. Bernardin, who's actually a network specialist. I mean, that's what he used to do professionally. They did some great work on covering this. But I think the crux on all this for the FirstNet and, frankly, WISNet and some other areas, when you get into the emergency 911 services, they are looking mm-hmm. for something that is reliable, and it's a backup for when they can't go off and access it any other way. So for them, this is a big insurance run, and the fact that we've gotten to this stage where they're just trying to kind of clean up the fringes of the election security, if you will, or their ability to manipulate elections, tells me that mm-hmm. they've got one heck of an infrastructure in place if they're just working around the edges. So this is a concern. The whole thing's a concern, and I wrote about how they stole the election in 2020 in a book. If you don't mind, I mean, I just want to highlight this because it's a primer on exactly what was happening. It's called the 2020 coup. And if you go to mystore.com and use the promo code Meddling Kid, you can get a discount. But I say that not to push the book, although that would be nice because I still have to keep the lights on here while I'm investigating this stuff. But the key thing is people need a primer on what happened in the 2020 election. Now that we've got information pathways that are opening up that are allowing us to talk about this before the 2024 election, we need to take advantage of it. We need to take advantage of the fact that Twitter at least has the appearance of being much more, into free speech than they had been in the past. And let's take advantage of this and get the information out.
Well, we have over 3,000 counties in America, and those counties could put a stop to a lot of this nonsense. How could they do it?
Well, first, find out if you're a member of the E.I. Isaac Center. If you've got a membership agreement with the Center for Internet Security, get rid of it. And don't give these guys an opportunity to peek under the hood of your election system, because that's all they're doing. It's amazing. They say that they're there just to protect the security of your system, but we've got, and I think it was Dave Clements that discovered this out in New Mexico. They found one of the service agreements actually was asking them questions about specifically what election systems do you have connected? If they're just worried about malware, they're not asking that kind of level, that information. What they're doing is a profile on them for manipulating the election. So, and by the way, even if CIS isn't directly involved in the manipulation of elections, they're definitely enabling it. And if I were a third-party actor, say from China or something like that, I would just have a single point of failure that I would have to compromise in order to get access to the whole kit and caboodle of our election data for our whole country. So that is a point of concern. And, you know, there's some other things that have happened even outside of the electronic realm. I don't know if you have time to go into it, but it deals with Wayne County, Michigan. We have these 16 electors that have been charged by our Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, with forgery and conspiracy charges for offering an alternate slate of electors. Same thing going on in Georgia as well. Well, I figured this would be a good time to go off and, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's on whether or not the election in Michigan in 2020 was actually lawfully certified, because all these charges hinge upon the assertion that the 2020 election was lawfully certified. As it turns out, in Wayne County, which is where I live, it's the home of Detroit, the certification paperwork that was submitted and signed by Wayne County was missing one of the required signatures in order to certify the election. And there's a good reason for this. It wasn't a clerical error. It was because both Republican canvassers in Wayne County refused to vote yes on the election. Now, there's a whole rigmarole and timeline. If you want to find out the details on that, go to letsfixstuff.org and you'll see all the details. But the bottom line is the official certification document from Wayne County shows that it was not certified. And if you take out the votes from Wayne County in the state vote tally, remember, this is the home of Detroit, all of a sudden mm-hmm. the rightful winner of the election in Michigan in 2020 for president is Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. That's kind of a big deal. And frankly, from the perspective of these electors, now they have a trial by jury. And the bar for that is beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, I'm telling you, there's at least reasonable doubt that these elections were ever lawfully certified. The purpose of these alternate electors was to have that debate out in Washington, D.C. January 6th. And coincidentally, somebody didn't want that debate to actually happen. And that was not Donald Trump, by the way. So somebody who didn't want that to happen is making a big deal out of making sure that these alternate slate electors are being charged and threatened with incarceration. And it's just not right. And this is just the tip of the iceberg around the defense for these 16 electors. And I'm hoping that this information can be useful in Georgia and with some of these sanctioned trials that are going on with the intrepid lawyers like John Eastman and Sidney Powell.
Oh, yes, for sure. And why have signatures and why have to sign off and certify if they're going to push through and do it without the certification? And then what's the point of certifying in the first place?
Right. I mean, that's really the forgery. The real forgery was when they forged these certificates without the requisite signatures per Michigan state law.
And how many states did this happen in, right? How many people knew and started seeing these anomalies and would not sign off? Pretty amazing. And so when people say, you know, don't talk about election fraud, that was in 2020, move on. Well, we're coming up on the 2024.
Yeah.
Has anything changed, Patrick? Not at all, right? Nothing.
Well, we're on to how they stole the election now. We were kind of bright eyed and bushy tailed going into 2020, and we were just saying, hey, I wasn't expecting the drama that we've had coming out of 2020. I was just doing my civic duty, overseeing the execution of the elections and trying to understand what's going on. Instead, I'm sitting there at 3:30 in the morning seeing a bunch of ballots dropped off at the back door of the TCF Center without any chain of custody. I'm going, this isn't the way it's supposed to be working. And so, it should be pretty boring, but it's not. And I'll tell you, if everybody says that this is 3 years ago, why are you bringing this up? Well, our attorney general just brought up these charges, about a month ago or 2 months ago for these folks, 3 years after the election. So heck yeah, we're going to go off and do the research necessary to get them exonerated.
Right. In 2022, I think everyone went to the polls and just crossed their fingers and hoped that things would be different. And that the outcome they were going to get was a true outcome. But we hadn't changed anything. We hadn't exposed everything. We didn't even know what game we were playing up against. And so we can't just cross our fingers and hope to die and go, ooh, I just hope that everything's going to be different magically. No, we just can't do that. We've got to make strides and changes. And people can do that in their own counties.
Yeah, you brought up the key point, which is getting rid of these Albert sensors and bringing that to their attention. Ultimately, the whole idea that these non-government organizations are running our elections is a core issue. And so if you're looking for a kind of a magic button, like that one button, you push this in a case of emergency and restore elections, it's transparency in a word. If we had access to the same data that these non-government organizations have and it was made public, like our voter rolls, when somebody changed it, like rock the vote behind the scenes, instead of just rock the vote, understanding what those voter registration database changes were, everybody gets to go off and see it. So we can sit there and go, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. And you can call it out right as it happens. Instead, we have to wait sometimes a year after the actual event to actually get that data and file lawsuits to get access to it, all kinds of stuff. If we had real-time access to the same data that the bad guys have access to, they'd be forced to play in the elections with all their cards face up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Some facts before I bring Patrick back on for a moment. Some facts. It's un-American not to question an election when you detect problems or issues or actually see numbers change before your eyes on TV as the media says nothing as they are complicit, okay? Questioning an election is not a crime. Questioning an election is not treason. But using the government to control elections is a crime, so we need judges who will not do the bidding of the government, right? Exposing the tools that government is using to subvert this country is not a crime. Exposing those tools is not a crime. Leading up to the 2024 election, this should be the topic daily to push those in power to make changes. All Americans, I don't care what party you're on, should want transparency in elections, right? We want a level playing field here, right? Do we lose the republic if we don't have this structure in place? And if the government itself is trying to subvert it? I have Patrick Colbeck on with me, former state senator, Michigan, and he ran for governor as well, author of the 2020 coup. You need that book. Tell people where to get that, Patrick.
That.
Oops, I can't hear you.
MySword.com and use meddling, the promo code Meddling Kids.
Meddling Kids. I love that.
Yeah, it's harkens back. And that's how exactly how it feels, doesn't it? It's like none of the people that are supposed to be investigating this are up to it. You leave it to a bunch of ragtag kids with a dog that likes Scooby snacks to go off and get to that point where they uncover who is actually guilty of the crime. And that's what we're doing.
That is so true. And I really appreciate you doing this because there's not a lot of Americans that will in this climate that we're experiencing. And the playbook, I want to talk just for a moment about the states. You served state senator of Michigan. And so I feel like you have a lot of knowledge that people out there don't have about how government works. But is the playbook for the deep state, for them that are controlling this country, it's making sure that they have several key people in place in each state to make sure that this is never brought up as a problem, this whole Albert sensor thing, this entire infrastructure, right? Who are those people?
Absolutely. Well, there's three people that control the policy initiatives in every state, and actually it's analogous at the federal level as well. But it's the governor, it's the Senate Majority Leader, and the Speaker of the House. Those are the three that run the table. If you decide to go against the policy direction of Senate Majority Leader, which I was known to have done, I actually did not get any chairmanships my second term, even though I improved our veteran services as chair of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs from 53rd in the country to number two in 3 years in regards to the quality of services. That didn't matter because I didn't go along with the Senate Majority Leader. I was pushed out, and later I was taken off all my committees in the second term for the sin of not letting the Senate Majority Leader know that I was in his district at a Right to Life dinner. So this is the craziness that happens, and they are the ones that control the policy direction. So if you go off the reservation from them and speak out against some of the policies that they're promoting, they will do what they did to me. They will take you out of key positions and try to silence your voice. And thankfully, they weren't successful at that. And I did something that many people that serve in public office aren't able to do. I left after 8 years with my integrity intact.
Oh, I so appreciate that about you. And you can tell, too. And here's a big tell about what you just said. When you see the folks with all the chairmanships, when you see them, they are very, very much willing to play ball. And it should be one of your biggest tells to not reelect these folks. I don't know how much fraud, will happen within cities, states, and counties, but I'm telling you that they can't pull it off unless they show a lot of support from the people. And the people have to stop the support of the individuals that are in all those chairmanships, because that's the reward. The punishment is you don't get to be on our committee. So if people can finally realize this, maybe we could make some headway in showing some non-support for those people that are in those committees, right? Because those are the ones willing to play ball.
Exactly. You got to make sure you need to make sure that they're always reminded of who they work for. It's not they don't work for the Senate Majority Leader. He likes to make you think that you do. Matter of fact, he took away all my staff when he took. And I said, well, what he didn't realize, that just gave me more time to go off and investigate the issues and provide good solutions. So you got to have people up there that have that mindset that never forget who they went up there to serve. And it's tough. I mean, they will tell you everything you want to go off and hear. I actually wrote about this in a book as well. I don't want to keep pushing books, but this is actually topical. It's called Wrestling Gators, An Outsider's Guide to Drain the Swamp. You can get that up on Amazon if you want. For me, I wanted people to know how government really works on the inside. How do these guys even get in the position of Senate Majority Leader and Speaker? The people don't vote for that. This is stuff that happens behind the scenes, and it's always a money's game. And to your point at the beginning, who's influencing these people? How are they being convinced to go off and take a certain policy position? Well, it's the money people, and it's the big money. That's how you get to be Senate Majority Leader and Speaker. It's who's giving you the money to actually go off and hand out in exchange for votes for Senate Majority Leader or Speaker, and then they have to pay them back when they actually serve in that position, and that's what happens.
Well, and always it's who will play ball with the governor, and those governors are inserted. I'm sorry, but they are. And there's a lot of questions around there, around certain people getting into office. And my governor's one of them. My governor's going around the country telling everybody it's government's role on how to teach people to disagree. So they don't know the proper role of government. That's exactly what the deep state wants. They don't want people that know the proper role of government. They want people that will play ball. And as long as you're spending money to do these things, and as long as you don't look at election fraud and you don't make it an issue and you say everything is squeaky clean in our state, that's what we got. Squeaky clean, 100% perfect are literally the words we got. Then you know there's cover-ups. You know there's a problem. So
So I know with a few minutes left, people are thinking to themselves, okay, I know a county commissioner. I can get this information to them about the Albert sensor and the group that they might be tied in with. Can the counties be sovereign enough to break away from state power? Because with the CARES money, you know, that cemented a lot of relationships in each state, right? Cities and counties to the state. I mean, there was it's like the biggest bribe ever. So can they still use sovereignty to separate themselves away from the state and say, no, we're not going to do this?
They can technically, but here's the way the game is played. And it's the same game that's played between the federal government and the states. They dangle money and they say, we will give you this money, and they become dependent on that revenue flow for their, to keep their finances balanced. And they say, well, you know what? If you don't want to deploy these Albert sensors, and obviously you don't need any money to go off and provide IT security for your system. So we're going to take that out of your budget next time. And, you're just going to have to deal without that. And that's what they do. They use the power of the purse to go off and bludgeon them. And, that's the game that's being played nonstop across the country.
Well, this is where the counties then have to have long conversations and town halls with the people of their counties and explain to them why it is exactly we have all of these so-called Albert sensors enter the system and we have more fraud than ever. So if the result of doing all of this is more fraud, then they're obviously to do that very thing. So when the government says, this will work against fraud. What a joke. When the only result you get, right, by their fruits you shall know them, right? When the only result you get is more and more and more election fraud. So we have to instruct the people. And those counties can go around instructing their people so that the people back them when they don't get the money to do it. And maybe they take money from other things and put it towards the very thing that they're being stripped from, right?
That's the key, is to show support for these local officials. And when they take these hard steps, make sure that you show the support. Out in Ottawa County, Michigan, one of the most conservative counties in Michigan, they always seem to have very liberal and progressive leadership, though. And now we've got a very conservative county commission there, and they're ready to go off and storm the castle, so to speak. And they want to go off and do the right thing and make sure they return back to constitutional governance. And the people are supporting them. That's what needs to happen across the board. You need to support these guys when they do the right thing. You can't just sit there and beat them up when they do the wrong thing. You gotta, these guys, they love attention. Not the folks in Ottawa County. They're true patriots. But most of these folks that serve as state senator, state rep, what they love is significance. And if you feed that significance, you know, trough for them, they love it. If you drain them of attention, they hate it. Yeah. And so make sure you support them when they're doing the right thing.
And know that in most cases, you're not working with the cream of crop in intelligence, of intelligence, okay? So across the board, people are elected because they'll go along. Yeah, they'll go along and not question. I mean, there's a few individuals like Patrick, the cream of the crop that make it in, that actually understand what's going on, but many of them don't. And so, but they love that about them, right? Because they'll go along. So we got to stop that.
Yeah, they don't want people that ask questions. They definitely don't want them. And what's most concerning about some of the people that go in there, we don't expect them to know everything there is about every single policy area that they're going to. I mean, the first policy issue I had to deal with in the Michigan Senate was on feral swine. I don't know anything about feral swine. I live in the Detroit suburbs, right? But you got to ask questions. You got to be curious. And most of the time, they're not even curious.
I know it. We're going to run out of time. Wrestling Gators, go to letsfixstuff.org. And, of course, the 2020 coup. Patrick Colbeck, thank you so much. You're awesome.
Oh, it's great.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The most powerful...